जय जय गोपीजन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय जय गोपीजन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर बन चारि जमुना जमुना तीर बन चारि जमुना जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा जय गोपीजन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर बन चारि जमुना जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण बोल राम
रे कृष्ण बोल राम रे कृष्ण
राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जय राधा जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय गौर जय प्रभुपदा श्रील प्रभुपदा प्रभुपदा श्रील प्रभुपदा प्रभु हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य अष्टोत्तर शरणि भाईंगे शिल अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इष्कान फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य अष्टोत्तर शरणि भाईंगे शिल भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोसाई प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर के प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद के श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन के श्री वृंदावन धाम के श्री श्री नवदीप मायापुर धाम के श्रीमती तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की गंगा जमुना माई की गौर प्रेमानंद प्रणाम संकीर्तन की श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम की श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर ललिता विशाखा जी की श्री श्री गौरनिताई की श्रील प्रभुपाद की ऑल ग्लोरीज द शंबल डिवोटीज All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glory are to Guru Angarang ki Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Om ज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातम् सह गण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्यदेवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान् सह गण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रियं नमो महाबदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेषाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवीं गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात देशतारि। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। सो टुडे दिस मॉर्निंग वी विल रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 38 एंड टेक्स वर्स वी विल रीड टुडे 8 एंड 9। वर्स 8 आई विल रीड अलोन एंड रिपीटेशन फॉर टेक्स 9। टेक्स्ट 8। यदर्चितं ब्रह्म भवादिभिः सुरैः स्त्रिया च देव्या मुनिभिः सशाश्वतैः गोपचारणायानुशरशरद्वने यद्गोपिकानां कुशकुङ्कुमाङ्कितम्। ट्रांसलेशन है, दोज लोटस फीट आर वर्शिप्ड बाय ब्रह्मा शिव एंड ऑल अदर डेमी गॉड्स बाय द गॉडेज ऑफ फॉर्चून एंड आल्सो बाय द ग्रेट सेजेज एंड वैष्णवज। अपॉन दोज लोटस फीट द लॉर्ड वॉक्स अबाउट द फॉरेस्ट व्हाइल हर्डिंग द काउज विथ हिज कंपेनियंस and those feet are smeared with the kumkum from the gopi's breast. I repeat this. Mere piche aap log. Draksha minunam sukapolanasikam स्मितावलोकारुणकञ्जलोचनम् मुखं मुकुन्दस्य गुडालकावृतम् प्रदक्षिणं मे प्रचरन्ति वै मृगाः द्रक्षामिनूनं सुकपोलनासिकम् सुकपोलनासिकम् स्मितावलोकारुणकञ्जलोचनम् मुखं मुकुन्दस्य गुडालकावृतम् प्रदक्षिणं मे प्रचरन्ति वै मृगाः द्रक्ष्यामि नूनं सुकपोलनासिकम् स्मितावलोकारुणकञ्जलोचनम् मुखं मुकुन्दस्य गुडालकावृतम् प्रदक्षिणं मे प्रचरन्ति वै मृगाः यदर्शितं ब्रह्म भवादिभिः सुरैः श्रिया च देव्या मुनिभिश्च शाश्वतैः गोचारणायानुचरश्चरद्वने यद्गोपिकानां कुशकुङ्कुमाङ्कितम्। दिस् इस् द लाङ्ग् चेरिश्ड् अम्बिशस् डिजायर् of Akrurji described in two verses. Other verses also. long cherished the most ambitious desire or hope in describing these verses. So the story part we are aware comes Krishna displaying his pastime here in Vrindavan and almost continuous 11 years. That time Krishna age was almost 11 years displaying his pastime 12 forests of Vrindavan. And one point Narad ji goes to Kamsa. Kamsa received him very nicely. And Narad ji informed Kamsa that Kamsa, you don't know, but I am giving this most important information for you. Krishna and Balaram, they are known as the son of Nanda Baba. Actually, they are not son of Nanda and Yashoda, but they both are the sons of Vasudev. And you know, then Kamsa become very miserable. How come? I have already killed 6 sons of Devaki. 7th miscarriage took place. Nobody knows what happened. And the 8th child, as the 8th child of Devaki, a female child, girl, took birth. And I tried my level best to kill her, but she flew in the sky and became the Durga ji. So all this day, Vasudeva is imprisoned in behind the bar in here, Mathura. So how come Narad ji were telling that Krishna, Balaram, they are both the sons of Vasudeva? And then Narad ji explained everything. Middle of night, as soon as Krishna took birth, same night, same midnight, Vasudev cheated you and took his son Krishna and placed put in the custody of Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda. At that very night, Mother Yashoda has given birth to a female child. Vasudev took back and he showed you. He cheated you left and right. You are very much foolish person. You cheated. Naraji informed this. And Naraji left. Immediately whole 36 chapter described about how conversion, how serious he became. And immediately he was about to kill Devaki and Vasudev. But Narad ji said, what they have wrong to you, Devaki and Vasudev? They are not your enemy. Actually, the enemy, the person who is destined to kill you, is his sons. If you kill Devaki and Vasudev, and if Krishna Balaram would hear that you have killed their parents, immediately they run away from far distance. At least at present they are nearby. So better you think, try to kill Krishna and Balaram. And one thing, Narad ji, I am informing, don't send anybody in Vrindavan. You have sent many people, but they never return there. कहते हैं अपने गली में कुत्ता भी शेर होता है. फॉर योर रेस्लर्स, योर पहलवान, दैट प्लेस इज लाइक फॉरेन प्लेस एंड दे आर लिविंग देयर. सो इट विल नॉट गुड दैट अनदर पर्सन आर यू पर्सनली गो इन वृंदावन. बेटर मैनेज टू ब्रिंग देम एंड किल्ड हियर. एंड Kamsa liked. Immediately he called Akrurji. Akururji was also descendant of Jadu Maharaj. Jadu dynasty had taken birth. He was brother of Vasudev ji. Vasudev and Akrura, they were cousin brothers. Immediately I called Akrur ji and he ordered, "My dear Akrur, you are very much dear. Your dear friend, you are the most dear friend of mine in this city of Mathura. So there is your mission, I am telling you. Gach Nanda Brajam. You please go. Nanda Braja, cowherd village of Nanda Mahababa." I am telling Akuruji, please. Gacha Nanda Brajam. You please go to Nanda Braja, the cowherd village of Nanda Baba. Why I should go there? Tatra in Braja, Vrindavan, Nandagam. Sutau Anand Dundave. Two sons of Vasudev are living there. Asas there. They are living there. So you go tan tau iha anena. Please go and bring both of them here. Rathena. Kansa has Prabodhanand Saraswati Maharaj are mentioning that he pointed this rath, brand new golden chariot was ready. Right in front of Akruja house, he pointed this chariot, brand new golden rath chariot. No one has used so far, brand new. Take this chariot, go to Braja and bring Krishna and Balaram. Why I should go? Why you want Krishna and Balaram here present in front of you in Mathura? What should be reason? So ghataise hastin yaha nito. As soon as you will bring here, you bring here Krishna Balaram, ghataise. I will make arrangement. I will have them to be killed. How will kill? Hastina by elephant. Kubalaya Pid, he has very extremely powerful elephant. Kamsa has, name of the elephant was Kubalaya. Kal Kalpena. It is elephant, he is elephant, but don't say his personified death is this. And in case Krishna Balaram would escape elephant, then I will make sure that my wrestlers, Charun or Mushtik, they will kill. See, this conversation, again, I remember, Prabodhanand Saraswati Maharaj was talking that this conversation was taking place on Ekadasi day in Mathura. Akrur was a great devotee of Krishna. And he was given, appointed, entrusted, given a mission. Go Vrindavan, Nanda Braj, and faith, bring Krishna and Balaram with the help of this chariot, golden chariot. So Akrura came to know the purpose, why come Krishna is so eager to bring Krishna. That purpose, mission is also described. Akrura has long cherished ambitious desire to go Vrindavan and Sri Vrindavan. Sri Krishna and Balaram. Because somehow or he was knowing that Krishna Balaram, of course about Balaram he was knowing, son of Vasudev ji, but Krishna, he was up to this point, he was thinking that Krishna is son of Nanda Baba, and Nanda Baba also in relation brother of Akrurji. So since beginning, when he was hearing about the sweet pastimes, attractive feature, beauty of Krishna, he was had developed desire to go there and see, developed affection, love for Krishna and Balaram. So he liked this idea. At least the part of idea about going to Vrindavan. Other part, half, he did not like. Kamsa gave this idea, go Braja, Vrindavan and bring Krishna. I will kill Krishna and Balaram both. So this was the mission, this was his order. So part, he liked this idea, not whole idea, but part of the idea, about going to Vrindavan. Besides, he has no choice. Akrur was well aware that if Akrura would not go, if he had not go to Vrindavan and bring Krishna Balaram here, Mathura, Kamsa would kill him, not only him, along with his all relatives, his sons and wife. He was aware. Not that it was not was a choice option that, okay, you are sending me, I have decided now to go. This was not possible. If you do this, immediately Kamsa would have killed Akrura, not only Akrura, Akrura's wife, Akrura's sons, Akrura's children. He was aware. So Akruraji, no choice, he had to go to Vrindavan and bring Krishna Balaram. He accepted the idea, and I again, I don't know what, I was sitting in the class of Prabodhananda Saraswati Maharaj. I inspired to say this thing. So Sukhdev Goswami talks about when he started for Vrindavan, Akrurji, Mahamati, Mahabhag. Maharaj was talking, Mahamati, great soul. What type of great soul? He was part of this conspiracy to go and kill Vrindavan. He was part of that conspiracy. Still, how come that Sukadeva Goswami talking about Mahamati, Mahabhag, Mahabhagavata, saintly person? So, I soon, all the description read that this order was given in Ekadasi. At that night, Akrurji spent that night in Mathura, and next morning, as soon as Akrurji set off on the way to Mathura, on the way to Vrindavan, immediately his heart filled with tremendous joy, bliss, and his eyes filled with tears of love. So this is the effect, parinam of visiting Vrindavan. If simply he, as soon as he started, walked on the way to Vrindavan, immediately devotional, his heart filled with love, spontaneous attraction, love for Krishna. Though he was devotee, no doubt. And then, this was his desire, long cherished, ambitious desire to go Vrindavan, see Vrindavan, meet Krishna. And then he started to talk about his habilasa, his desire. But yadar chitam, verse 8, yadar chitam brahma bhavadi bhi sure sriya cha devya munibhi sa sasvade. the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, those lotus feet are worshipped by Brahma, all other demigods headed by Brahma and Shiva. Yad Architam Brahma Bhavadibhi Surai, all the demigods headed by Lord Brahma and Shiva, they worship that lotus feet of Krishna. Sriyascha Divya, and goddess of fortune and prosperity, Lakshmi Devi, 24 always she is engaged in service to those lotus feet. And Munivishya Saswataya, and all Vaishnavas, saintly person, all the Munis, they also worship the lotus feet of Krishna. And characteristics of lotus feet of Krishna, Akruji described, Gocharanaya, Gocharanaya, Anucharasharadapane. Those lotus feet, which are worshipped by demigods, headed by Brahma and Shiva, the lotus feet which are served by Lakshmi Devi, out of causeless mercy, Krishna, Gocharanaya, in order to herding the cow, in order to grazing the cow, Krishna walked behind the cow. Cow is walking ahead in front of him, and those lotus feet walk just behind the animal, insignificant animal. Vrindavan, the forest full of thorns and pebble stone. Along with his cowherd boy, Krishna walked behind the cows with their feet. And the yad gopika nam kushukum kumangitam. Lotus feet of Lord Krishna always remains tainted, always remains wet, always remains colored by the kumkum, saffron, from breasts of gopis. Lotus feet. Lotus feet of Krishna always colored by the kumkum, saffron, reddish pulp, saffron, by the saffron from the breast of gopi, from the bosom of gopi, from the chest of gopi. Yad gopika nam kuch kumkumankitam. So, I have good fortune today. That I am to going to Vrindavan and I will be able to see those feet of Krishna. So this, of course we are for me if I transgressing any etiquette or sadachar. Here Akrurji, though he is a devotee, dasya bhakta, servitor, but he is described the most confidential part dealing of conjugal love. Yad gopika nam kuch kumkumankitam. How come that Krishna's feet becomes tainted, smeared, wet, colored by the kumkum? So just for description, you don't mind, come mentally in Giriraj Govardhan. One day, Krishna was sitting on the valley of Giriraj Govardhan. A stone was there, a rock was there. Of course, Giriraj is full of rocks. there was elevated rock, Krishna was sitting there, and his both feet, both led hanging down. He was alone, nobody was there holding the, and he was playing the flute. Sky was absolutely colored by the mountain bullish cloud. Srimati Radha Rani and other Sakhi, they were searching for Krishna. All of a sudden they came and they saw that Krishna was sitting on the rock and his both legs were hanging and down there was a slab, stone, but the feet was now touching the bottom rock. It was almost 1 foot above. All the gopi, all the rest came. Srimati Radha Rani comes and sits on the bottom rock, below rock. And next, Srimati Radha Rani caught hold of both legs, feet of Krishna and puts on his bosom, chest, breast. And Radha Rani breast was already smeared by the kumkum, saffron mixed with musk, fragrance. So since Krishna feet, Krishna legs touch Radha Rani breast, which was smeared completely, covered by the saffron, so Krishna lotus feet become smeared, reddish in color. Of course, soul was already reddish. So this incident, I am describing one day, and when other Sakhi, Lalita, Vishakha, and Indulekha, even the Kundalata, or what, they came one by one, they imitating Srimati Radha Rani. And you can understand now, completely, like, not only tinted, not only color, lot of kumkum was there on the feet, soul of the Krishna. So Akrurji, remembering this past time, yad feet, which lotus feet are always smeared, are tinted, are wet, are colored by the kumkum from the wrist of the gopis. So I am going to see my, even Brahma, even Saraswati could not imagine my good fortune. I will able to see the lotus feet. Yad gopika nam kuch kumkumankitam. So here, many, all acharya, almost every acharya, whosoever has commented, written commentary on the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, they have written about, however brief every time, when, so here, excellence of aesthetics, or excellence of beauty is described lotus feet of Krishna. So when Akrurji is describing about the lotus feet who are worshipped by demigod headed by Brahma and Shiva, so here it opulence is described. This is the opulence of the lotus feet. Such a glorious lotus feet. All the devotee, all great personality, they worship the lotus feet. This is the opulence of the lotus feet, greatness of lotus feet. And Sriyacha Devya, and Sri Devi, Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of beauty, goddess of fortune and prosperity, is a one-pointed plant, 24 hours eagerly, with love and devotion, simply see, engage herself in the worshipping, massaging those feet. When Akrurji describing this aspect, this is the beauty of beauty of the lotus feet. Saubhagyam Trishri. And when he describing about Gocharanaya, the same lotus feet, they walk behind the cows, animal. Here the kripa, kripatvam, mercy is described. Lotus feet are so merciful. They're so glorious. Lakshmi Devi worshipping, demigods are worshipping the same lotus feet out of compassion for the cows. Krishna is walking behind the cow. Gocharanaya, in order to herding the cow, he चरद बने ऑलवेज गोइंग हियर एंड देन इन फॉरेस्ट विदाउट शूज बेयर फुट. सो दिस इज गोचारणाय अनुचरद कृष्ण इन ऑर्डर टू हर्डिंग द काउज गोज वॉक बिहाइंड काउज हियर मर्सीफुल ऑफ कृष्ण मर्सीफुल एटीट्यूड ऑफ द लोटस फीट ऑफ कृष्ण इज डिस्क्राइब. यद गोपिका नाम कुशकुम कुमांकितम एंड दिस अस्पेक्ट इज डिस्क्राइबिंग अक्रूर जी. सो हियर प्रेम मात्रैक सुलभत्व द सो ग्लोरियस सो ऑपुलेंस सो रेयर बट इट इज ऑप्टेनेबल ऑप्टेन गेट इट बाय द प्रेम गोपीज है इंटेंस प्रेम love for Krishna. So it was very easily accessible. The lotus feet was very easily accessible for the gopis. So in this verse, now we'll come to the next verse. द्रक्षा नूनम सुकपोल नाशिकम स्मितावलोका ऋणकंज लोचनम. द्रक्षा आई विल सी नूनम अनसर्टेन श्योरली विदाउट एनी डाउट डेफिनेटली आई विल बी एबल टू सी दो लोटस फीट. द्रक्षा नूनम Certainly, I will able to see Krishna. What will it? Su kapol nashikam. Su means beautiful, sundar. Kapol means cheeks. First he was talking about the feet. Now, out of intense love and greed, he was talking that I will see, certainly I will see. Drakshami mukundasya mukham. Certainly I will see the mukh face of Krishna. The face of Krishna sukapola nashika two cheeks. The face is framed or in face there is two cheeks very nice radiant and smooth cheeks I will see and nasika nose considered to be that sharp raised nose considered to be, according to aesthetic shastra it is considered to be very nice. So Krishna nose raised nose like parrot I will see and gudalakavritam that face gudalak means with curly hair twisted hair according to Saundarya Shastra straight hair that also is it is black it is considered to be very beautiful when the hairs become little curly ghungrale that is more considered to be more beautiful. So the Krishna face is covered by curly hair, gudalakavritam. So Akrur ji describing the characteristics of face of Krishna, the face of Krishna is decorated or covered by curly hairs. Mukham mukundasya gudalakavritam. Smitavalokam, smitalokam, on the face, smiling face, smitavalok, with smiling face, Krishna is glancing on different direction, and arun kanjalochanam, kanj means lotus flower. It is Krishna eyes, reddish like reddish lotus flower and one place when some artist was making art, painting, disciple asked, what is the color of Krishna eyes in his paint? He said, no, I don't know how to paint, I have to paint the eyes. There Krishna has described that Prabhupada has described that Krishna eyes are blackish eyes. But here kanja lochana, like kanja, lotus flower, reddish lotus flower. You know, when the beauty of Krishna eyes are described in Gopi Geet, one verse talks about, Gopi described that Musadrisa, what is the shlok? Second shlok, Musadrisa. Visajala payad vyala rakshasad varsamarutad. Musadrisa. Sarad udasaye sadhujad sarsijodara sri musadrisa. Gopis have described their Krishna eyes. How Krishna is so beautiful. Because those eyes, Krishna's eyes, they have stolen beauty of all lotus flower. Whatever the beauty is there in the material existence, prakriti, the all beauty are stolen. Who has stolen that beauty? Sri Musa Drisa. Sri Musa. Sri means beauty. Musa means stolen. All the beauty are stolen by the eyes of Krishna. So Krishna has become so beautiful. All of our spirit in prakriti, in nature, spiritual planet and material planet, some beauty is there. All the essence of beauty from spiritual planet and from earthly planet, material planet, all the beauty are stolen by Krishna eyes. Therefore, they are very extremely beautiful. So here, smitav loka runakanja lochanam. Suppose someone asks, Akuruji, how come, what the reason it looks like so certain, so determined, so sure, definitely you say that, noonam, I will see, what is pradakshinam me, last line, pradakshinam me, pracharanti ve, all the good, auspicious women, sign, symptoms are in coming, running in my direction. I can see what the pradakshinam me, pracharanti. I can see the mriga, all the auspicious animal, they are walking in my right side. When you go in yatra, start yatra, there are some good omens. O-M-E-N. Lakshan. Good omens, good lakshan. Sakun and apasakun. You come out from starting your yatra. If some red, if some black cat runs in front of you from left to right, it is considered to be extremely inauspicious and better you should not go Nayatra. Certainly you are going to doom. Some really bad thing going to happen. So similarly, there are some good auspicious women, Sakun. And you start yatra, anything. So if nevala ko kya kahte hain angrezi mein? Mungus. Small, looks like rat. If you see the nevala, wish you granted that your yatra, your mission is going to be successful. Consider to be extremely auspicious if a mongoose, a nevala, comes on the way. If see, or you see one bird called Nilkanth, his throat is also nil of the Nilkanth. If see some broad bird is flying, or if see the cow next to you, or if see any woman with a child in her life, certainly it is extremely auspicious and your mission is going to be fulfilled, you are be successful, anything. Similarly, if the deer or elephant or cows are right in front of your way, and especially in the right side, it considered to be extremely auspicious. So, drakshami nunam sukapol nashikam, certainly, without any doubt, definitely, I am certainly, surely, I will able to see Krishna, because all auspicious good omens are running, are coming in my direction. Every good something. Mukham mukundasya, mukundasya mukham drakshami. I will see, I will able to, I am fortunate enough, I will be fortunate enough to see the face which is adorned by, framed by, Akuru have described. What is the reason? How come they are so sure, so definitely? Because pradakshanam, pradakshinam me pracharanti. They are always, all the deers, all the cow, all the elephant on the way, they are moving, walking in my right side. So this is Uplakshana. So these two verses, in beginning we are describing that Akrura has long cherished ambitious desire to visit Vrindavan and meet Sri Lord Krishna. So all his desire was fulfilled. However, I should stop here. I did not. Sorry. Then I will read that for the translation. Surely I shall see the face of Lord Mukunda, since the deer are now walking past me on my right, the face framed by his curly hairs is beautified by the attractive cheeks and nose, his smiling glances and his reddish lotus eyes. Purport: Akrura saw an auspicious woman, the passing of the deer on his right, and thus felt sure he would see the Supreme Lord Krishna. Okay, so I don't think there is, or however, if you are in comment or any, even correction, if I have transgressed the etiquette of a speaker here, so please. Kisi ko kuch kahana hai, kisi ko? Anything?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, you mentioned about the omen, like good and bad omen when you start some yatra. Like, suppose we are coming to the temple on Sunday feast and we some backpack for us. Or
I was talking in this verse प्रदक्षिणम में प्रचरन्ति अक्रूरा इज टेलिंग दैट सर्टेनली श्योरली डेफिनेटली विदाउट एनी डाउट आई विल एबल टू सी द फेस ऑफ कृष्णा दिस इज योर स्टेट देन इन कमेंट्री दैट आचार्य अक्रूर यू थिंक यू विल एबल टू You are servant of the most envious envious enemy of Krishna, Kamsa, associate of Krishna. Do you think that you have so good fortune? Even the yogis, they hardly, they try their level best to have the glimpse of lotus feet in meditation, only meditation. They are not always able to even meditate. And you are talking that directly you will see Krishna, you will meet Krishna. How you dare to say such a low class personal person, associates of Kamsa, you are the part of this conspiracy, bringing Krishna and destroy Krishna, kill. You are also, do you think, how you dare? To say that, how you think about it? So, akrura is pradakshina. If you know little Sanskrit, at least you will show that last word, last line. Pradakshinam. Pradakshinam in my right side. Pracharanti. Back and forth, many times they are moving here and there. That is region. This is good omens, the good symptom, sakun ho raha hai, certainly without any doubt. He was successful, he did. All his desires were fulfilled. So practical, aap mandir aa rahe hain, kya karenge, humko pata nahi hai, main yahan nahi kah sakta. At least I am sitting on ek vyasasa, I will not tell, I can't dare to tell you that you return back, don't come, it's a black kite is just move. From left to right, right in front of you, I could not collect courage to say you that you return back to your residence. Only thing I suggest that you take another route, say bypass. My KMV gate, inter KMV gate. If you are there, then that's come. However, it is up to you. It's your practical, personal problem, better you solve it. Okay, Prabhuji.
Okay, for the kind information of everyone, I'd like to tell that there is a black cat in this temple and it also has a black kitten.
Okay, I think I should step. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki.